Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Jim Birkenstadt is the rock and roll detective. Mysteries in the Music, Case Closed. The Beatle Who Vanished, which has been optioned for a movie, so look for that on the big screen perhaps sometime soon. Nevermind, Nirvana, and Black Market Beatles. So, Jim, before the break, I was going to get you to tell me about Bob Marley 2 days before this big concert in Kingston, Jamaica, the Smile Jamaica concert, Bob Marley and the Wailers. They're rehearsing at his home, and gunmen descend on his house, spray the place with bullets. Bob Marley is struck in the arm. I think his manager was struck like 5 times, somehow miraculously survived. His wife Rita was shot. I think she got hit in the head, but she survived, obviously. Right. Rumors persist that the CIA was involved. What do you think?
Well, it was really fun to research and write this chapter because there's so many interesting ingredients that make up this mystery / conspiracy. You know, you have international countries involved. You have intrigue going on in Jamaica. You have rock and roll with Bob Marley, or reggae, I should say. There's just so many great things to this. So I first found that U.S. corporations were digging up most of the island of Jamaica to mine it for bauxite. This is an ore that's used to manufacture aluminum. And back in the 70s, aluminum was a big product, and it was being used in a lot of construction. And this was a very inexpensive way for these big multinationals to get that product. However, the Jamaica had gotten a new prime minister at that time. He was moving towards socialism, which really scared our government because we still remembered the Russians putting missiles on Cuba, pointing them at our country, and we were still in a Cold War with Russia. And so we didn't like the fact that the Jamaican government was turning socialist. We didn't like that their prime minister was talking to Castro in Cuba. Henry Kissinger, our Secretary of State, went over there and tried to basically offer him a bunch of money for different programs if he would just let us go back to digging up bauxite and other things. And the prime minister said, nope. So next thing you know, we had a diplomatic office down there of two people, like the ambassador and his secretary. next thing you know, there's 10 or 15 people down there. And suddenly there's violence going on between the two political parties as we approach the election at the end of the year for a new prime minister. So there was a thought, well, after Marley was shot, the thought was that the CIA had, in fact, infiltrated Jamaica, was trying to disrupt the election. And also at that time, in the previous years, there had been a lot of foreign assassinations by the CIA taking out various leaders. So Bob Marley wanted to bring both sides together in peace. He wasn't political or favoring one side or the other. He just didn't like the fact that the Democratic Socialists and the conservative parties were warring. And I mean, literally warring, because there were a lot of weapons being used.
Yeah, they had their own posses, right?
Yeah, they had their own posses. And at the same time, he went to the prime minister and said, I want to give this concert. And the prime minister said, yeah, sure, no problem. And but he put his name, or you know, the prime minister, by virtue of the prime minister, we present this concert. So he made it look like Bob Marley was for him and trying to get people to go to the concert. This guy, the prime minister, thought that would make him look good and help with the election. But in fact, it kind of put Marley into the crosshairs. And so, as you said, these gunmen stormed into his home, shot up the place. All of the wailers escaped, but Bob was hit, his manager was hit, and his wife Rita was hit. They went to the hospital. Now, throughout most of this time, Bob had a PR guy from his record label, Jeff Walker, who was with him most of the time. So the question that people wanted to know was, well, did these CIA agents who were posing as diplomats try to kill Bob Marley? And so one of the things I did was I dug in and found the original classified CIA documents that mentioned Bob Marley at this time. I also was able to locate President Gerald Ford's they get summaries of each country and what's going on. And so his summaries with respect to Bob Marley. And once I got those records, I did find that each of the CIA agents sent down there, it had their real name, then it had their fake diplomatic title, and then it had their real title with the CIA. So I found one of those agents, and I was able to locate him, call him up, and interview him on this whole issue. I also talked to Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, who had become a national security advisor later under President Reagan. But he told me that he interviewed President Ford about what was going on in all the countries, including Jamaica at the time. I interviewed Jeff Walker, who was with Marley. And the real key that comes into this conspiracy is a gentleman named Carl Colby. He had been hired by Marley's record label to film this particular concert that Bob wanted to put on. And Jeff Walker, the PR man, explained that the reason for filming this particular concert was because Bob wasn't going to be touring for a while, and they could get it on to those late-night rock shows that used to play on Saturday nights very late, where you'd see film clips of rock stars performing and maybe Saturday Night Live. So that's why they wanted to film. Well, they hired Carl Colby, who was a young man who had gone to college and had gone to film school. But it turns out that Carl Colby was the son of William Colby, who had been the head of the CIA. So you can see how people start to put these things together because they can't explain any other way. You know, like Bob Marley could not have died of cancer. I'm sorry. This guy was down there, so it had to be. So my job was to go through the actual gunman coming into the house, compare that to the actual CIA books or manuals that tell you how these things take place, how they're supposed to take place. I also learned about whether or not the CIA would ever assassinate a person who was powerful, but not in power in terms of an elected position. So I wanted to know that. And then, believe it or not, there was a alleged second attempt where a conspiracy theorist said that Carl Colby was at the hideout where Bob Marley was for 2 days recovering from his gunshot wound, trying to decide whether or not to go down and play. And at this time, allegedly, Carl Colby gave him a pair of soccer shoes as a gift. And when Bob put his toe into the soccer shoes, it cut his big toe. And as many people know, Bob's cancer that he ultimately died of did start in his big toe and spread to his whole body. But when I looked at some of the facts that this person presented, for example, this conspiracy guy said that the Wailers were there rehearsing. Well, the Wailers had scattered like the wind. They were not at this place, and that was confirmed by Jeff Walker. So there's, you know, just things that didn't add up. And Jeff Walker said, I was with Carl Colby the whole time. We all knew he was the son of the CIA director. And he said, you know, we all had parents that had done things. We all knew about it. We all laughed about it. And I said, did Bob Marley know that Carl Colby was the son of a CIA director? And he said, yeah, Bob knew too. We all knew. And he said, you know, Carl Colby was the only cameraman brave enough to go down to the stage and start filming the concert. And it starts with a single shot because he's the only cameraman. The others were afraid that they'd be sitting targets, just as, of course, Bob Marley was. And in fact, Bob did not get on stage with the Wailers right away. He had some other backup band that happened to be playing that night, and they backed him up on his song. So there's just a lot of things where you have to take what you're given by conspiracy theorists and then look through each thing and see where are the facts and where do they lead us.
We should point out Bob Marley performed that concert despite still having a bullet lodged in his elbow.
Right. Not only that, if listeners want to see that show, most of it is all contained on YouTube, and they can find it there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Did you get any answers as to who may have been responsible? Was it the posse loyal to Edward Sciaga, who was Prime Minister Michael Manley's political rival?
Well, I got a lot of answers to a lot of these questions, but I think it'd be best to leave it to the readers to
absolutely.
What I found.
All right, let's grab a quick call here. John is in Wisconsin on the wild card line. Go ahead, John.
I'm going to have a quick question for Richard and then a comment for Jim. Richard, I so thoroughly enjoy the opening of your show when you describe people in different phases or places they've been. Richard, in 1975, I graduated from my high school, and for the next couple of years, I lived in my parents' basement. I had an electric fireplace, and I had a wall hanging with the dogs playing poker. So when you say that, when you're on, it just brings back such warm memories. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Jim, thank you for all the work you have done. Congratulations on your success. I remember like it was yesterday, February 9th, 1964. I was 7 years old. My grandmother was over, and along with my parents and my sister, we watched the Ed Sullivan Show, which we did every week. All of a sudden, when the Beatles were introduced, my parents and my grandmother started laughing. And they said, they look funny, they sound funny, they act funny. And I was confused. I was very confused. I just did not get it. Well, fast forward, we eventually all loved the Beatles, the British Invasion, and the decades of great music from the many artists that followed. Jim, my question is, our good classic rockers now are passing away regularly because they're well into their 70s and then some. I'm just wondering, what do you see the future of rock and roll? And by that I mean, you know, the traditional, the drummer, the three guitarists, perhaps a keyboardist. Have we seen that era gone by, Jim, or is there any hope that we'll return one day?
Thanks, John. Great question.
Yeah, thanks for your call and your kind words. I do think that we will not likely see another resurgence of rock and roll as it was with the, you know, three, four guitars, maybe keyboard and drums. I think that the last time we saw that was really the 90s with the alternative rock, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Garbage, and many others. But I don't see it. You know, I'm seeing a lot of kids are creating music on computers, you know, in their own bedrooms now. And the computers have come so far now, software and such, that they can create all these sounds. But to the ears of us old classic rockers, it doesn't sound natural. It doesn't sound organic. You know, there's nothing like being near a stage and having someone strum the guitar and just feel the vibration and hear it. There's nothing like a real drum sound versus one that's done with a keyboard. Even though there are some rock bands, some new young rock bands that I think are pretty interesting, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be this whole resurgence of rock and roll as a genre as we knew it.
Just hold on to your vinyl and remember and cherish it. The Beatle Who Vanished, that's going to be made into a movie.
So just a quick blurb on that. You know, The Beatle Who Vanished is really the first historical account of Jimmy Nicol, and he was an unknown drummer whose journey from really humble beginnings to saving the Beatles' first world tour was only one part of his legend. Though those 13 days of fame made headlines for him, the true mystery of Nicol is a story riddled with blacklisting, betrayal, drugs, divorce, bankruptcy, and an eventual disappearance that led many to question whether he is dead or alive. And so, again, that's another big mystery I dug into. The British film indie film company called Ecox is currently has the rights, and it's the movie is in development. They're working on screenwriting, and I'm very excited. It's something that I'm doing with Alex Orbison, the son of Roy Orbison, and Ashley Hamilton, who's the son of
Rod Stewart,
George Hamilton. Yeah.
George Hamilton. Ah, right. Stepson, I think, of Rod Stewart, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.